Hello, soul seekers. So today I want to talk to you about which paradigm are you living in? Because, you know, I've been thinking this morning really about the fact that we all have our own personal paradigm. We all have our personal set of beliefs. We all have our personal set of values. We all have an ego that has been trained, you know, that I'm always talking about from childhood, and we adapt it as we, you know, grow older, you know, influences by our peers and our environment and our partners, perhaps even our children. And so we all are living in paradigms, in belief systems, which keep us safe and tell us about what the world is, right? And also it tells us who we show up as in the world. Now, the thing is, with waking up in conscious awareness of truth, right? And I get truth is all in your perception. But the more aware you become, the more broader your view becomes, right? So the more truth you embody, the more broader your view, the more you can see the other paradigms that people live in. And the more you get to understand that actually there are lots of different ways of being in the world, right? So that's why many of us travel, because we want to go out in the world and see how other people live and really understand their point of view, right? And to broaden our scope of our worldview, but also of ourselves. Because when we do that, when we travel, we absolutely connect to parts of us that are not active in our own small paradigm when we are at home. When we travel and connect with other people who have different viewpoints to us, who live slightly different ways, who have different ethos and belief systems, we create a paradigm where our worldview can grow. We create some kind of synergy where we are now sharing different pieces of information about how we live our lives. And if we connect with these people and we connect with this new environment, we allow the environment to influence us. We allow that environment to give us information, and thus the environment accesses parts of us that we might not even be aware of. So the whole point of looking at paradigm is really to ask yourself some questions around your thinking and looking at your paradigm. Is that really the only way to be? Is what you're believing the only absolute truth, right? And there never is, just as a little insight, and one only absolute truth. So it's to pull yourself out of that box, because the thing is the ego will, you know, because it always wants to protect you, it will keep you in a place where it only wants you to see that one paradigm. It doesn't want you to know about the other paradigms of living because it's scared. It doesn't want you to see that actually, if you, you know, went out and shared yourself more in the world with other people and learned about other environments and situations, that you, you know, it doesn't want you to see that you could grow and that you could actually become more of yourself than you could imagine, right? It would rather that you just imagine who you are being right now, right? Which really falls into the realm of imagination. Imagination is the connection between you and your inner child. It's the connection between you and your future. The future that you want to create is the connection between you and your soul. If you want to connect with soul and you want to really get information, you need to visualize, you need to imagine, you need to create that within. The world of soul and manifestation and inner children really works with symbolism. It's the same world as dreams. It's the place between the, you know, the awakening of the 3D and the awakening of the 5D. That's the place where you want to access. And obviously, you also have to access the feeling. Now, you visualizing something helps you to step out of the paradigm. You might struggle with it at first with your feeling, because your feeling might be really linked to your ego and it might keep telling you that you can't have, or you are not, or you, you know, it's not achievable for you.
and that kind of thing, because it wants to keep you safe. But when you start to stretch your view and you start to create visualizations, your feeling starts to adapt to the programming that you're now giving it. And thus, you can transform your paradigm.
Now, obviously, there's a caveat with this. As I'm always saying in Law of Attraction, you can't just manifest by wishing it. And then as soon as like the universe delivers something, that you just eat it, right? Delivers you a plate of something and you decide to eat it. You have to discern whether that is really what you want, right? You have to really be asking yourself. So that all takes some work. You have to really connect with your inner child, allay some fears, connect with your soul. If you don't know how to do that, get in contact with me and we can arrange a soul session and I can help you to navigate that world where it's a little bit tricky. Because we're not taught this stuff, you know, we're not taught how to do any of that internal work. We're taught about how to program our mind. But this is a problem because in the programming of the mind, this is what creates the paradigm where people can get a little bit stuck. So in the action taking, we need to remain open, but we need to remain discerning also. So we're open to, you know, other people's versions of life, as I'm saying before, about traveling and connecting with new kinds of people and new kinds of experiences. It opens up your worldview. So you're not just living in your personal paradigm at all times. That's really important. We want to learn from people who have experienced different paradigms that maybe are not in our environment. I know for me, a huge help in my up-leveling was not necessarily the people that I was immediately around. It was people who were not around me, people in other countries who were talking in a way that I felt my soul was inspired to connect to, like Michael Beckwith or Matt Kahn or Marianne Williamson, Gabriel Bernstein, people like that, Brené Brown, all of these people who had something I could feel that was where I wanted to go. It was what I wanted to learn. It was who I wanted to become. So you need the willingness to go there. And then you need to take some action. You need to start visualizing yourself as this new kind of person. Use your visualizations, use meditations. Look at what you are fueling your body with. Look at how you are treating yourself internally. How are you talking to yourself? How much loving language are you using within yourself? Because the more closed you are to your true self, the more layered you are in a personal paradigm of self-punishment, for example, it's going to be really hard for you to see anything else. And you know that. You know some people who are around you who are completely locked in their own personal paradigm. There's always someone that you will know, friends or family or partners, who will be stuck in their own world view of what people are, who they show up as, who men are, for example, who women are, right? Men are arseholes, or women are only interested in men with money, or men are weak if they are emotional. You know, children should be seen and not heard. That's a really old saying, but it's one that still exists sometimes. So it's really like, you know, looking at people and saying they are so locked in that paradigm. This is what I was like. I could see how locked people were around me. I didn't want to be like that. And when I started seeing it in myself, I was quite horrified. I remember listening back to, I think it was a video where I heard myself in the background actually talking on the phone. And I heard how I was talking. And I recognized that actually that was me in an old paradigm. And I remember saying to myself, I never want to go back there. I never want to be that closed, that I have this belief system that makes me a much smaller version of myself, that makes me play small, that only gives me a worldview of limiting stuff, limiting beliefs, limited manifestations, right? So I'm really sending this out to you guys today because I'm trying to get you to understand that that, yes, you have a personal paradigm. There's a world that you are living in right now, where you're sitting in the room that you are in. When you look around, you see the things that you have manifested. You see the connections you have manifested in your life or not. You see how much you are loving yourself by, you know, the actions that you're taking daily through yoga or meditation or connecting with loved ones or creating art or, you know, doing the work that is, you know, you don't want to do, but it's necessary, right? You can see how much you're taking care of yourself. You can see your paradigm by your limiting beliefs and thinking. And some of the ways to get out of it is really what I wanted to share. So some of the ways is, as I'm saying, connecting with other people who are not like you, traveling to other places that are not like where you normally like to be. Also reaching out to people who talk in a different way, who express themselves in a different way that maybe are not like your inner circle, like I did. Reading books that might help to elevate your awareness and your consciousness. Doing anything that you can, visualizations, things like that, that are really going to start to help you escape from your ego's paradigm of protection. All right? Paradigm of protection does not lead anywhere other than the box that you're already in. But one other thing that you can do is reach out to people and have conversations. Have conversations that will show you the paradigm that you live. Have conversations that are philosophical. Have conversations that are deep. If you are a person who is just keeping yourself to yourself, and this comes back to all my talk last week on vulnerability, then, you know, if you have a problem with vulnerability, it's going to be hard for you to really start to see where you are stuck in your own paradigm, right? So have conversations with people who inspire you. Have conversations with people who you look at and you say, I want to understand them because they shine their light so bright, or they have a way of speaking that my heart really connects to. Or actually even people who really piss you off, people who have a belief system that is not like yours, because all of these things connect you to what is true for you, and it also connects you to what is untrue within you, right? It connects you to little stuck places, little knots that are maybe in your thinking and in your body that are triggers for you around love, around how much happiness you can have in life, around money. A lot of people have them around this, you know, the whole money doesn't grow on trees. I have to work, you know, 12 hours a day before I feel like I'm safe and secure and like I have enough. All of these things, right? If you're a person who has a problem with money, go and find someone who works 4 hours a day and makes double the money that you make. Find someone, if you have trouble with relationships, who is, you know, has gone through it, who has gone through terrible relationships and who has come out the other side. Find out how they did it, right? Find people who are creating conscious relationships where they actually communicate instead of arguing. If you want to up level in your, you know, awareness of yourself, and you want to really release some trauma and connect with your inner child, that maybe you connect with me, or you connect with somebody else who is talking about the importance of connecting with self and the inner child, maybe through meditation, through visualizations, through dream interpretation. Connect with those people and really start to question what you believe. And, you know, even with people who you really don't like their thinking, perhaps, like for me, you know, I'm vegan, and I have a huge heart opening for animals on the planet. I don't like the way they're treated. I believe there is better ways of eating and better ways of being and treating the planet. And for me, having conversations with people who eat meat, who are some of my friends, it's interesting, because even though I don't believe what they believe, because I've really connected to myself in that way and my truth, it's interesting to hear their perspective. And what happens is, it's not that I want to argue with them at all. It just makes me more resolute inside with my truth. So sometimes speaking to people who live in a paradigm that is different from yours without judgment And just hearing what they have to say also helps you to know yourself implicitly, right? And my work is all about knowing yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you get to enjoy life the way your soul wants you to enjoy it. So I will leave you with that 15-minute podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, just reach out to me if you need some help. I can give you a 30-minute free soul session where we can look at any of the tricky things that are happening in your life, any stuck places, relationships, money, conscious awareness, inner work, shadow work. You can just find me at hi@yoursoulrevealed.com. And don't forget to join my soul circle at facebook.com/groups/yoursoulrevealed. I share more in there with you guys. So remember, in order to shine, you must align. And I will see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.